I'll just call it the chain that was just talked about in that last sutta.
Oh, right.
It goes to covetousness, from thinking, and I'm the thinker, and covetousness, and holding on. And for me, I mean, for example, recently I was looking for work, and I noticed myself, oh, I hope I get that job. So, and for me, I was using more just kind of maybe Brahma Vihara, just thinking about, oh, well, if someone else gets that job, that's good for them, or using kind of that way of approaching it versus knowing and letting go that you were talking about. So, just curious about that.
I think maybe address that first, just in the sense of, I think the... a helpful criterion is the that increase of wholesome dhammas, decrease of unwholesome dhammas, so that, you know, I think you really, any skillful means is fair game. You know, in that sense of because to have to idealize what equanimity would be, as if you wouldn't have any kind of feelings or reactions, is really not realistic. And but what we can be doing is bringing up just skillful reflections, and then how does that land? Where does that go? So then you start keep watching that process of what happens with that sense contact, the feeling, perceptions that arise, and then you keep adjusting it. So it's part of the ongoing process that you're using as a basis of investigation, and then you're dropping seeds in and seeing what lands and what doesn't land, and that's how we gain skill. I mean, in that sense, it's only through experience. It's not really through, you can read all the books you want or hear all the teachings, but it isn't until we really put it into practice ourselves and see what works for us. And then what worked last time doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work this time. So there's a certain flexibility and interest in experimenting, or interest in trying different things out. That's really a part of practice. There's a curiosity that's there, rather than looking for a fixed pattern or certainty, because that's always going to be frustrating.